Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim is joining us today, and we've got a couple great movies here to talk about. Tim, I appreciate you spending some time with us. What do we have today?
Well, thank you very much, Kelly. And perfect time to go into the theater if it's raining outside. So, new in theaters is The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, starring Nicolas Cage as a heightened version of himself, a successful actor who's once had a hot career, but now it's on the skids. In need of cash, Nick needs to get cash fast, so he accepts an offer of $1 million to attend the birthday party of a billionaire superfan, Javi, played by Pedro Pascal, on a remote island, unaware that the host is actually a notorious drug kingpin. Before he gets to his destination, Nick is nabbed by a pair of CIA agents who cajole the actor into spying on Javi and his operation. And while he actually develops a bond with Javi, Nick's stay takes an intense turn when his wife and daughter are kidnapped and brought to Javi's estate. To save his family, Nick has no option but to channel the action heroes he's known for playing, creating a meta-movie-like scenario with real life or death stakes. In an industry where movies on the whole struggle with originality, The Unbearable Weight is such an enormous breath of fresh air. It's fast and funny from the very beginning, with several nods to Nick Cage's career throughout the film, but it never once mocks the actor's career. The acting is stellar, especially by Nick, who proves that while you can take your work seriously, you don't have to take yourself too seriously, which explains the success and longevity of his career. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent is new in theaters. Also new in theaters is the family-friendly animated comedy The Bad Guys, a crime caper starring the voice of Sam Rockwell as Mr. Wolf, a wolf who leads a crew of other animal criminals. Caught red-handed during a high-profile heist, a distinguished professor is confident he can reform the bad guys into good guys and turns them all into model citizens. But the bad guys look at the opportunity to play good as a cover to commit more crimes until they're conned themselves. The Bad Guys should no doubt find an audience with both young kids and adults thanks to its manic action, fun story, and humor, some of it very clever. But most impressive is its presentation. In an industry where computer animation has become commonplace, The Bad Guys definitely has a new unique look to about it. It's no doubt computer animated, but it has a retro look that is strikingly original and separates itself from other movies in the animation genre. The Bad Guys is also new in theaters.
That looks cute. I'm looking at some of the video, not the video footage, but actually like pictures of some video footage and all the cute characters. It looks like there's a great big shark. I think it's a shark. Is it a great white shark in the back seat?
Yeah. There's a bunch of, but you know, the bad guys.
Sure.
Again, they're animals, but Mr. Wolf, I told you, Sam Rockwell is the voice of that. But you have Snake, Tarantula, Mr. Shark, and Piranha, voiced by Marc Maron, Awkwafina. Craig Robinson is the shark, and Anthony Ramos. So, you got a great voice cast. It's just really a lot of fun. And, you know, again, I think it's the look of it that really just took me aback. I mean, I remember taking to my oldest son, who is approaching 30 now, when he was maybe a couple of years old, to see Toy Story.
Oh, yes.
And that was the first full feature film, animated feature film that was computer animated. And I remember just marveling at the wonder of that. Now, you look back at that film, you know, almost 30 years later, and it really looks like bare bones stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It really doesn't have, but that sort of appeal, but that sense of wonder, that awe that I had, you know, obviously that improved through the years with the Pixar films. And, you know, you got a lot of other studios involved, DreamWorks, et cetera, with Shrek and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But after a while, that novelty seems to sort of wear off, and you really need something striking to grab you. And I think that's what, I don't know. I mean, it just that retro look about this film. It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
It's just different looking than most of the stuff I see nowadays in the animated film genre. So yeah, I thought it was terrific.
Cool. Okay. And so now this one is in theaters or is this streaming?
This is in theaters. Okay. Yeah. You know, look, families, I mean, if they don't want to get out to theaters to see it, generally, you know, we're looking at a short time in the theaters where, you know, maybe 3 to 6 weeks, depending on how it does box office wise, before it does actually premiere on streaming. Now, look, The Batman was a huge hit in theaters. 6 weeks, it was already on HBO Max, which is Warner Brothers' streaming service. So, you know, the wait is not as long as it used to be. But yeah. Again, I look, being when I was a kid or bringing my kids to movies, you know, that those are great memories. So, you know, look, if you can bring your kids to this and see it into the theater, it's a wonder to see this sort of stuff on the big screen.
Yeah. I need to grab my nephews and take them to see The Bad Guys. I'll have to see if it's playing here in town this week or next to maybe see if
I
can take them.
I'm pretty sure it will be. I mean, it's a Universal. Actually, I think DreamWorks might be, they might be the studio, but Universal is distributing it. You know, big studio. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a wide release.
Cool. I like that. Okay. Well, let's talk about Nicolas Cage and the unbearable weight of massive talent. It sounds like such a funny title to me. Like, how conceited.
Title gets you in the door, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's such of a unique title for such of a unique film. I absolutely love this film. And I think, you know, part of the reason, I mean, when's the last time we got a big star to play themselves? And I'm not talking about the silly cameos that we see in movies all the time that last about 10 seconds. Yeah. I'm talking about an actor really willing to put themselves out there to play themselves, a heightened version, but we had Being John Malkovich over 20 years ago. Apart from that, it's like, who's done this sort of thing?
Right.
And the great part about it is, it's not done in a mocking sort of way. They're not making fun of Nicolas Cage. They're honoring his career of doing all these great action films by showing him, you know, as a heightened version of himself that is a guy that's struggling. He needs the cash. And then in order to save his wife and daughter who are kidnapped and are on this island with him, he's got to find a way to get off of the island. And the only way he can do that is channeling those wonderful action roles that he, you know, played, like The Rock or Con Air, you know, all those sorts of films. So yeah, it's a real joy to see. And it could be a one joke movie. Oh, Nicolas Cage playing himself, but it is so cleverly detailed. It is so funny. So yeah, a lot of fun. I really love the picture.
I've always liked Nicolas Cage. I mean, he's the kind of actor, it's like you fall in love with him sometimes. Like I always think about that one where he was an angel and he fell in love with Meg Ryan, I think. And then
yeah, City of Angels.
Oh yeah. My gosh, it was a great movie.
The guy marches to his own beat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think nowadays more than before, but obviously he's had his share of blockbuster films, National Treasure, that series. I mean, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
That after a while, it's like, okay, I'm going to do my own thing. You know, he's gotten mocked for some of his choices. You know, some of them haven't been the greatest films. Some have been awful, but some have been terrific. You know, in the last year, there's this movie called Pig, where he played this reclusive chef who he suffered a tragedy. It's just an odd film. It's this independent film, but there was talk about him being nominated for another Oscar for it. He was that good.
Oh, wow.
Because he won, of course, before for Leaving Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's a terrific actor. I mean, doesn't nearly get enough credit, you know, enough credit for it when he really should. And again, That aura seems to wear off when you seem to disappear from the big pictures and all of a sudden you're in the independent pictures and people, you know, yes, the awards people take you more seriously, but by and large, the general moviegoer doesn't. Now, I hope this is a wide enough release where people see it because honestly, it's my favorite Nick Cage film now.
Question, we got 1 minute left. Have you ever got to do an interview with Nicolas Cage?
No, I was really hoping for it to happen this time. I did do a couple interviews with some folks, the director, Tom Gormican, who also wrote the film with Kevin Etten, a co-writer on the film. They were terrific. And I mean, to me, they're big stars because they came up with this clever idea, which they wrote for Nick Cage.
Wow.
Okay. So if they don't get Nick Cage, the movie doesn't get made. So it was a big risk that they took. And then Lily Sheen, who is actually Kate Beckinsale's daughter and Michael Sheen's daughter, she's in this and she plays Nick Cage's daughter. So I'm getting close, Kelly. I talked to somebody who played Nick Cage's daughter who happens to be the daughter of another famous person. So
I love
it. No, but Nicolas Cage, I'm hoping at some point because He is really, really cool.
I love it. Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us. You can learn more about Tim and his interviews with the stars and talks that he has with at directconversations.com is where you can go. Tim Talks Hollywood, all kinds of neat things. And every week he brings us some great things to watch. Now you got two, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent or The Bad Guys. You take your pick or maybe go to both. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.